Well, let's turn our attention now to the risk that climate change poses to all of us here on planet Earth. The UN calling this a code red for humanity in its latest climate report. Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman joins us now for this uplifting story on this Monday morning. Rick, and I think it does, you know, keep in step. And I remember, you know, the IMF warning about the risks of climate change to the economy. It was their big report just about a month before the pandemic, so we all kind of forgot about that. But there has been a lot more conversation from these big multinational technocratic groups with these kinds of very dire, very stern warnings about the threat of climate change.
Yeah, and this is the same, this is the same United Nations panel that's been doing these reports since the 1990s. It's considered the definitive source of scientific data on this. What's new about this is basically they are able to narrow the point at which we're going to cross this threshold that world governments have set, which is a 1.5 degree Celsius increase in global temperatures. They think it's now going to happen by 2030. That's about 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit for those who don't speak metric. But this has changed from something that seemed like a distant threat, something we really didn't have to worry about for a few years or even a decade or two, to something that's basically right around the corner. And we're getting real world reminders of this all the time lately because of floods in Europe, wildfires in the American West and in Greece. And what the UN panel is saying at this point is that, look, the evidence is now completely definitive. This is basically all caused by the burning of carbon by humans. There's no natural explanation for it. And we're getting close to the point of no return where we're just going to cause lasting, irreversible damage to the planet that's going to harm humanity and kill people.
Close to, but not quite there yet, because the report also says we can still make meaningful changes, right? I mean, what are they saying is sort of the most important?
Yeah, so we're not, what seems impossible at this point is to reverse the warming that we've already had. So something very close to that 1.5 degrees Celsius. What the panel, what this report says is we can meet that target of limiting global warming to just 1.5 degrees Celsius if the entire world adopts rapid and aggressive amelioration efforts. So that is stuff like President Biden is talking about. Half of all cars being electric vehicles by 2030. And then we've got to talk about the electrical grids. You've got to get the electrical grids over to carbon neutral. I think Biden's target on that is 2050. But it's not just the United States. It's every country in the world. I mean, there's you know, considerable reason for skepticism here. Miles, no, I don't think anybody turns to me for good news. And this news is actually pretty bad. I mean, we are probably not going to hit that 1.5 degree limit and stay there. We're probably going to blow through it. And some of these things are just irreversible. I mean, one of the things that I noticed is this report says that even if we do stop, let's say we do hit that 1.5 degree limit and we don't go past it, sea level rise is not going to change. Whatever it rises to, that is going to be the new normal for at least a couple centuries. And even if we are able to hit that climate target, we're still going to have higher sea levels. And the outlook for how high sea levels could go is, I mean, it's drastic. Sea levels could rise by 7 to 10 feet by the end of this century, which would just completely wreck, I mean, coastal communities everywhere around the world.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, on maybe one of the more positive fronts in terms of what we are doing to try to reduce emissions, there's a report out today from Bloomberg New Energy Finance that we could see at least 2/3 of global car sales being electric by 2040. Now, of course, the source of that electricity is important in terms of emissions as well. But at least, I guess, directionally, it's going to the right place.
I think that's right, Julie. I would point out that this is not automatic. There are still some things that have to, some big things, technology breakthroughs, for example, that have to happen for that level of adoption of electric vehicles. For one thing, the batteries have to get cheaper, and not just a little bit cheaper. They have to get substantially cheaper. We need technological breakthroughs such as a solid state battery. rather than a lithium ion battery and other things like that. I mean, we're clearly moving in that direction. And we also are going to need a network of charging stations comparable to the network of filling stations we have right now. Biden does want to spend a lot of money to get the government in this game to help establish this infrastructure. That's part of the couple of bills that are now going through the legislative process on Capitol Hill. So, yeah, there are reasons to be optimistic about the adoption of electric vehicles, but it's not a given.
All right. Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman. Has the sun come out, Rick? We're in the dark hole. Is anything good happening here on this Monday?
Too much sun. Don't go out in the sun.
It's going to be like 98 degrees on Friday here in New York.
Yeah, you want the good news? The tomato growing season in Yonkers, New York is going to get longer.
Have you saved them from the squirrels this year, Rick?
Yeah. All right. The squirrels are on the run.
That's good news.
All
there
right.
You go.
Squirrels on the run. Tomatoes thriving in Rick Newman's garden. That's what we got for you this Monday morning, folks. All right. Rick Newman, thanks. So.